Okay, Serena's starting to lose her voice, so what we'll do, we'll go for as long as we can, but if we have to stop at some stage, then we'll just carry this on Sunday.
好，就是我喉咙有一点点不晓得怪怪的，所以也许等一下我们会提早结束，我们看等一下的发展。
Okay, so to continue on about what was happening in Nazi Germany, remember once they started to lose the war, then people were getting dissatisfied with Hitler.
讲到这个就是希特勒他们开始打败仗的时候那些纳粹开始打败仗的时候呢那些他的德国的人民就开始对他越来越不满意
Now these people that planned the assassination attempt they were quite high up in the ranks They'd advanced through the army ranks
而那些想要暗杀希特勒的人呢他们在军队里面其实都是非常高阶的这些领导
Which means that up until that time, they were good Nazis, meaning that they'd been supporting Hitler and they'd been supporting the war. That's why they were in the army and that's why they were advancing in the ranks.
因为在刚开始的战争的时候呢，他们显然都是非常支持希特勒，而且也同意希特勒的，他们才会在军队里面变成比较高阶的主管。
Okay, but once they start losing the war, then they're thinking, oh, maybe this is not so good. Maybe we don't need to be so loyal to Hitler anymore.
而当他们开始失败，在战争战场上失败的时候，这些人就开始觉得说，诶，也许我们不应该要这么的支持，这么的跟从希特勒。
And a lot of Germans would have thought the same. You know, once they start to lose the war, then they're thinking, oh, maybe this isn't such a good idea after all.
而其他的德国民众也一样，他们开始失败的时候，他们就觉得说，也许希特勒的领导并不是对的。
And many of them would have thought, I wish this war could stop today.
然后很多人都会希望说，啊，希望今天战争就结束了。
Well, that's not how history works.
但这并不是历史的运作模式。
If you make bad decisions, you have to face the consequences.
如果你下了错误的决定，你就得要承受它后来的后果。
And God was going to make those German people suffer for their bad decisions.
而上帝也会让这些德国人要承受他们错误决定的后患。
The example we have, which we saw in the Valkyrie movie, that was just one example of many attempts to assassinate Hitler.
而这个
华尔奇利亚，
好，这部片子呢，它其实是很多很多暗杀事件中的其中一件而已。
Okay, that movie, we did mention it a few weeks back. It's the one with Tom Cruise in it. So if you're doing trying to find it on the internet, if you look up Tom Cruise and then assassination attempt of Hitler, something like that, you might be able to find the movie.
你只要找那个汤姆克鲁斯他杀暗杀希特勒的电影，就会找到这部电影。
Yeah, now don't get confused. Tom Cruise was not trying to assassinate Hitler.
但不是汤姆克鲁斯，只是他演的那个角色要杀。希特勒。
Okay, the man that he played though was a guy called Colonel Stauffenberg.
他扮演的那个人叫做 Stauffenberg.
Now, just to show you how God can foil this attempt, see, it was a very well-planned attempt, but God wasn't going to let it happen.
所以你就会看出来，就说即使是这么样计划的这么好的一个刺杀行动，结果呢，神也没有让他成功。
I wanted to know why that assassination attempt failed, and so I looked up on the website and I found some pretty good information about that.
然后 Tim 呢，他就想要了解说，当时这整个案子为什么不成功，为什么这刺杀不成功，所以他就在网上找到了一些有趣的一些事情。
Okay, because it really doesn't come out very clearly in the movie.
因为在电影里面没有很清楚的说明。
So as you can read here, on the day, that's July 20, we just read in the red here, the conspirators, that means the people that had made the plan, they had counted on the meeting taking place in a concrete, windowless underground bunker, which means it's a sort of a concrete room underground, and there'd be no windows, it'd just be a small room. That's where they were going to assassinate Hitler, was supposed to take place.
这个要暗杀希特勒的行动其实是在一个会议室啊，它是一个地底下的会议室里面发生的。
Yeah, so if a bomb goes off in a small concrete room like that, everybody dies. There's just no way around it.
因为像这样子的一个 水泥的一个地下的一个小房间，如果大炸弹爆炸的话，整个房间的人一定都死光光，不可能有任何人活得出来。
Yeah, because the explosion from the bomb, you know, the shock waves just keep bouncing off the walls, and that can, you know, that does all kinds of damage.
所以像这个大炸弹的那个爆炸的碎片啊，一定是全面的毁灭那里面的所有的东西。
But on that particular day, the meeting place was changed because the weather was really hot that day. So instead of having the room down in the bunker down below, they made the meeting upstairs in a normal kind of a room.
好，但是呢，当会议那一天要发生会议的时候呢，天气非常的热，所以这群人没办法待在那个地底下开会，就移动了他们的一个会议的地点，而且就不是在地下了。
See, that's what it says here in the article that I read. It says that day, July 20, was unbearably hot, and the meeting planners decided to move the meeting to a wooden bunker above ground, which had greater air circulation.
所以呢，他们在这个上面就写到说，七月二十号那一天呢，是完全无法忍受的热，所以整个会议的这个计划者就决定要把会议移到一个在一个小屋木造小屋里。
Okay, and then what happens? See,
after 木造的小屋，对不起。
Okay, and so that's not the only thing that happened though, because after he arrived, Stauffenberg, that's the man that was planting the bomb, he excused himself to a private chamber, like to another room, with the premise, which means the excuse of having to change his shirt. But actually, he was going out to get the bomb ready.
所以呢，这一位他可能是一个上校之类的一个阶层哈，他就在这个会议。他抵达的时候呢，他就跟大家抱歉说他必须要到旁边的一个房间去换衣服。
In a suitcase, or in a, you know, he had a, like a case, he had two bombs, but there was a phone call when he was preparing the bombs. He had to sort of set the bombs up, and then somebody was knocking on the door as well. So he only had time to get one of the bombs ready.
那当他在隔壁的那个房间所谓假装换衣服的时候，他其实正要把他两个手提箱里面的炸弹把它接好。但是呢，结果他只接了一个，就有电话响，然后就有人来敲他的房门。
And the first example I gave was a hot day. Now God controls the weather.
所以你看呢，那一天呢，突然变得很热，代表是上帝让这个天气变热了嘛？哈，只有上帝可以控制天气。
Okay, now you have to remember, if God wanted Hitler dead that day, that was very easy, right? He could have let this plan work out very well.
如果上帝希望希特勒在那个时候死掉，上帝会让这一切都非常顺利。
Okay, but these people, the assassins, were going to be on the wrong side of history. God wasn't going to let it happen.
但是呢，神并没有要让他们发生，因为这些要杀希特勒的人也是站在了历史的错误一边。
See, these people have been on the wrong side of history for many years when they chose to support Hitler.Now they're trying to get on the right side of history, but God says, no, whatever you do, you're on the wrong side of history.
所以呢，当这些曾经是站在历史错误的一边的人，他们也许想要以为他们杀掉了希特勒，他们就可以变成是在历史的对的一边，但是神却没有给他们这个机会。神说，你们就是站在历史错的一边，不要以为你们能够因此可以改变，你可以站到对的一边。
And God has all the details. You know, billions of years ago, He knew how He could stop that plan from working. So, you know, God knew if I make the weather hot that day, and if I have somebody to make a telephone call at just the right time, and then if I have somebody knock on the door, the plan is going to fail.
所以在几千百年前，神就已经知道这一天他将会让这个计划失败，所以他让天气可以很热，他可以让人家。电话打来响了，然后或者是让人家敲房门，就是可以各种方式去阻止这一次暗杀的成功。
And there's another interesting thing that happened as well. Stauffenberg only had enough time to get one of the bombs ready, and really two bombs might have done it, but he only had time for one bomb.
而最有趣的就是，因为这个电话响机敲门声，让这一位上校他只有时间把一个炸弹装好。所以另外一个炸弹没有装成，如果两个炸弹都被他弄好的话，说不定这个刺杀就会成功。
The other thing you'll see in the movie as well, this guy's only got one arm because he got one of his arms shot off in the war. Now if he had two arms, he might have been able to get the bombs ready quickly.
而这个人呢，这一位上校在电影中你会看到，他其实是只有一只 手臂的，因为他的之前的战争让他一只手臂失去了。那如果他有两只手臂的话，他也一定有足够的时间把两个炸弹都装好。
If you have one arm or two arms, that's, you know, because God has said you're going to have one arm or you're going to have two arms.
他该有一只手臂还是两只手臂，这也是神在以前就决定了。
Yeah, the reason one of his arms shot off, I think he got shot by an aeroplane flying over, and they were attacking the Germans. This was in North Africa, when the war was in North Africa. Well, God could have saved his arm, but God chose, well, let's shoot this guy's arm off.
他的这个手臂断了一只的原因是因为 Dauphinberg 参加北非的纳粹的战争的时候呢，一个飞机的投炸弹在他附近，然后他失去了一只手。
Yeah, again,
那在当下，神也是一样可以决定要不要让他失掉一只手。
Yeah, see, he had one arm, so he only had enough time to get one bomb ready. If he had two arms, he could get two bombs ready.
所以如果他呢有一只手，他就只能让一个炸弹搞定。那他如果有两只手，他说不定就可以把两个炸弹都搞定。
If he had three arms, he could have got three bombs ready. Oh, anyway, okay. Okay, so, and then when he gets back to the room, the seat that he'd chosen, he had a seat right next to Hitler, where the bomb would have been right next to Hitler as well. And then as he went back to the room, somebody else had taken his chair, and then he had to move his chair. So now he wasn't so close to Hitler, and the bomb wasn't close to Hitler.
他本来要坐在希特勒的旁边的，他进了房间的时候，他如果坐在希特勒的旁边，那个炸弹就会在希特勒的旁边，就没想到呢，人家把他的椅子给移动了，所以他坐的位置就没有离希特勒那么近。
And because they moved a little bit more away from Hitler, now that means that Hitler survived the blast. Because of all these things happening, Hitler survived.
结果呢，因为他离的希特勒比较远，所以这个炸弹就离希特勒远，所以这个炸弹爆炸的时候呢，希特勒也就没有被炸死。
Now other people died. I think it was about three or four other people died in that explosion.
然后在那次的暗杀行动中，有三四个人死了。
But Hitler survived, and then Stauffenberg, who also survived later, he was executed once it was found out he was part of that plan.
结果呢，希特勒没死，然后反而是对这个 Stauffenberg 上校也没有死，但是后来大家就发现其实是他放的炸弹，所以他就被处决了。
Now, when Stauffenberg and his other, what do you call them, like the allies for the plan, his co-conspirators, when they made the plan, they thought they were doing the right thing.
他们这些要来刺杀希特勒的人，他们都认为他们做的是对的事情。
Maybe there's even some Christians in their group and they're praying to God, God, please let our plan succeed so that we can bring Germany back to its former glory.
所以搞不好呢，他们中间还有基督徒还跟神祷告说啊，请上帝让我们能够做成功，让我们可以暗杀希特勒，同时让德国可以重回荣耀。
Well, it just wasn't the time.
但那并不是时间。
Everything happens in God's time.
所有的事情是按照神的时间表在做的。
Okay, I'll give you another example of being on the right side of history. This is Anne Frank.
那我们要再讲第二个所谓站在历史对的一边的案例，这个是安法兰克，这个女孩子就是安法兰克。
Okay, and again, she was a Jewish girl born in Germany, but then her family moved to Holland once the anti-Semitic pressure in Germany got too much.
那她呢是生长在一个犹太的家庭，然后当这个德国越来越反犹太的时候呢，他们就从德国要逃到荷兰去。
And that was actually a good decision, you know, to get out of Germany while they still could. A lot of Jews stayed in Germany thinking, well, it'll pass over, it's just a small trend and God will look after us.
他们当时这些犹太家庭决定要离开德国到荷兰，绝对是对的决定。那因为有很多犹太人，德国的犹太人，他们都觉得说，哎，这可能只是一个小的一个潮流，应该上帝会照顾我们，我们应该不会受到损害，所以很多犹太人在当时没有离开德国。
Yeah, so they made a good decision and they went to Holland, but unfortunately they didn't go far enough because very soon the Germans, they took over Holland and so now they're in charge of Holland.
但是呢，他们这个家庭虽然逃到荷兰了，但是这个显然逃得不够远，因为没多久德国就把荷兰也占领了。
And then there was a policy, I guess, was that all Jews had to be rounded up. They had to be put onto trains and they were taken to concentration camps, these death camps.
而当时的他们的德国的这个政策就是所有的犹太人不管在哪里的犹太人被他们抓了就会把他们送上一个火车然后被送到集中营。
Hitler had there's a special kind of a police force. He had different sort of forces, I guess. One of them was called the SS. It's kind of a police force which would go around looking for the Jews.
那希特勒他其实有各种的警察部队。那有一种叫 SS, 两个 S, two double S, 好，两个 S 的这个警察部队是专门在到处抓犹太人的，由他们 SS 抓到的就会被送走。
They were like a police force, but very vicious, very brutal.
非常残忍一个警察部队。
Again, these people are very loyal to Hitler and to the Nazi cause.
那这些警察部队呢是非常等于是始终啦，对希特勒非常始终，对希特勒所有的政策都完整的要执行的。
And very sincere about what they do. They were doing this for Führer and doing it for their country.
他们甚至认为自己是非常的爱他们的国家，然后是非常的真诚的要参与这个事情。
And doing it for the future of their children and their grandchildren.
他甚至他们以为他们是在做的事情是为他们的孩子还有孙子，为他们的子孙的未来的福祉而做。
But it seems none of them are really thinking, well, is this really God's plan for us? Is this what we should be doing?
但其实他们却没有在想的是，这是神要我们做的吗？这是神的计划吗？
Now, Anne Frank, again, the reason we know about her is because of this diary that she wrote. And it wasn't just one diary. I think she was there for a couple of years, hiding in this room. It's like an attic under the roof of a house for 2 years.
那她呢，这个安法兰克呢，她那时候其实躲在一个房子的那种隐藏的房间里哦，大概有两年以上，所以他写的日记还可能不止一本。
And they were able to survive. There was her family, and even later another family came, maybe ten or a dozen people stuck in this sort of small space. But they were able to survive because of neighbors and friends, which would come and provide food and help them.
那他们躲在那个隐藏的房间呢？其实后来越来越多人，有十几个人都躲在那个房间里。那之所以可以活下来，是因为会有一些邻居啊，他们不是犹太人邻居，会固定拿食物给他们吃。
It was very dangerous for these friends and neighbors to help them because if you got caught, you would be sent to these camps as well.
但是对那些朋友啊，还有邻居来讲啊，他们这样庇护他们，然后拿食物给他们，这些事情是非常危险的，因为他们如果被发现了，一样会被，即使他们不是犹太人，也会被送去集中营。
Now, as Christians, the Bible commands us, you have to obey your rulers.
其实对于一个基督徒来讲，我们被教导的是，我们必须要对我们的管理者要非常的忠实。
And the rulers at that time were the Nazis. They'd taken over Holland. They became the new government.
而当时那的这个管理者，就是政府的管理者，就是纳粹，因为他们已经把荷兰攻陷，所以他们是荷兰的管理者。
And there was a law in place that if you found any Jews or you knew of any Jews, you had to report them to the SS. Or if you didn't, then you were breaking the law.
而那时候的法令就是说，你如果发现任何的犹太人，就必须要跟 SS 这个警察。对，要报告。如果你没有报告，你就是违反了法令。
It was a very serious punishment if you were caught.
那你如果被抓到了的话，你就会有非常严重的惩罚。
So these neighbors and the friends of the Frank family, they were breaking the law by helping the Anne Frank family.
所以这些邻居跟朋友们呢，他们基本上就是犯法的情况下，在帮助安。法兰克他们家庭的人。
Whereas these vicious men, you see on the other side of the photo here, these are the SS. They were obeying the law. They were doing their duty.
那你看右边那张照片呢，就是那些 SS 的那个警察，他们是非常非常恐怖的啊。但是他们却是在为这个政府的法令，为纳粹的法令而效忠。
But who was on the right side of history?
你说谁是在？对的历史的一边呢？
Well, obviously it was the Frank family helpers, the neighbors and the people that were helping the Frank family.
那很显然的是应该是那些朋友跟邻居他们在帮助安法兰克家族的这些人是站在了历史对的一边。
But sometimes these tests are more subtle. You know, we can look back in history now and we can say who's right and what's wrong. But for those people at the time, they might have even had doubts. And it seems in the end that one of those people, they were so scared of the consequences were that they reported the family. Somebody reported the family that they are hiding in this place. And then that's when they caught them.
而当时的人却没有像我们现在从回头看那么清楚。当时的人他们其实真的很混淆到底怎么做是对的。就很显然有人在帮助安法兰克他们家族但也有人呢会觉得应该要去跟纳粹打通报所以很显然的他们也就有人通报说他们家族被躲藏在这里所以他们才会被抓
Yeah, so Anne and her family with I think maybe her father was about the only one that survived somehow but they were killed in the concentration camps
那但是最后呢他们家族只有他的父亲没有被抓然后其他的人全部都在集中营里面被杀了
He was caught, but he survived the war
哦，所以他父亲其实也一样被抓了但是呢他最后还是在战争结束的时候他还活着、
yep.
So he was in the concentration camp all the time
I think
until
so,
the、
yeah.
war was in
That's right
他们一家人都被抓到集中营去只是只有他父亲到了战争结束的时候还活着所以他就没有死
To conclude that statement again, when the friends of Anne's family were protecting them from the police, they were breaking the law.
所以呢，当这些朋友们啊，就是安的家庭的朋友们，他们在试着要保护安他们家族的时候呢，他们其实是没有遵守法令的，他们是破坏了法令。
Okay, but they were blessed according to remember Genesis 12 verses 2 and 3. If you bless the Jews, you will be blessed.
但是呢，要记得。在创世纪十二章二到三节说，如果你要祝福犹太人，你就会得到祝福。
And then we have the police officers, that's the SS, those vicious men that caught the Franks and put them into the concentration camps. They were death camps. They were enforcing the law. They were obeying their commanders.
而那些纳粹的警察、秘密警察，他们呢，实际上去抓。了安法兰克家族的人而且把他们放进了集中营这个死亡的集中营里面他们其实是在遵行法令他们是在护卫法律
But again in Genesis 12 verse 3 it says if you curse the Jews says, this is the opposite now if you curse the Jews you will be cursed these people were cursed
而但是呢一样的在这个创世纪十二章二到三节说如果你去诅咒犹太人你也会被诅咒所以这些警察们纳粹警察他就是被诅咒了
right, And I wouldn't be surprised if all of these men were dead by the end of the war
所以这些照片右边的这些纳粹警秘密警察我们绝对不会意外他们在战争那个战争结束的时候他们全部都被处死了
Now, again, by the end of the war, many, many Germans were dead. Millions and millions of Germans were dead from the consequences of the war.
Not being killed by the other side of
the war. Sure, yeah.
They were
or through disease, suicide as well, a lot of suicides.
所以这个二战结束的时候其实非常多德国人都死了各种状态的死法反正就是受到诅咒。
Actually, a lot of Germans, once they heard that Hitler had died, they killed themselves. They'd heard this propaganda.That the Americans and the English and the Russians, if they got to Germany, they were going to torture them. So they decided, well, we don't want to be tortured. We'd rather kill ourselves.
因为在当很多这个纳粹的军人，他们听说希特勒死了的时候，他们其实很多人都有听到一种说法，就是那些美国、英国人啊，就联军啊，他们将会来。非常严重的凌辱他们这些德国的战败的军人所以他们这些人就不想被凌辱他们就干脆就自杀死掉
It's a very similar situation which happened in Okinawa in World War II as well
这个事情跟在世界大战二次大战要结束的时候那个在日本在冲绳也有很多的日本军
Now the Japanese soldiers, they were very vicious.
而那些日本的这些军人其实也是非常非常残酷的。
But when the Americans started to come towards Japan and they were able to take Okinawa, many men died actually trying to capture the island. But the Japanese people on the island of Okinawa had heard if the Americans come, they will torture you. That's the rumor. That's the propaganda.
Whose propaganda?
The Japanese people themselves were told by the Japanese government, if the Americans get on this island, they will eat you and they will torture you and all the rest of it.
就像那个时候日本战败然后美国快要来接收冲绳岛的时候那些日本人之间呢就会散布一个谣那个一些谣言说美国人来了以后会完全凌辱你们你们会被凌辱的很严重所以呢让这些日本人都觉得他们必须自杀
Their government was lying to them
但其实是他们的日本的政府在欺骗他们自己的人
But the reason they lied to them was they wanted the Japanese people to fight to the last man You fight to the death Don't let yourselves be caught alive Because if you do you'll be tortured So you just want to fight to the death
他们政府日本政府之所以 要欺骗他们的军人是因为希望他们可以拼死拼活的一定要继续跟美国人打仗要打赢所以才会骗他们说哎，你们如果输了你们会受到美军的凌辱
So what happened when the Americans were finally winning the battles against the Japanese soldiers the civilians which were on Okinawa that's the woman and the children they ran to the other side of the island like the west side of the island and they threw themselves off the cliffwith their children. You know, the woman would pick up their children and just throw themselves off the cliff because they were scared of what would happen if they got caught by the Americans.
Even they are not soldiers.
No.
而那些在冲绳的女人孩子们那个女人都抱着他们的孩子到那个冲绳岛的西岸然后呢他们看到那个美军要从东岸上来他们就跑到西岸去然后把他们的孩子都丢到海里去从这个悬崖上面把孩子丢到海里去。
Okay, it's a very tragic thing to happen.
那真的是非常悲惨的悲剧。
And a lot of them are very surprised if they weren't able to get to the cliff in time and then the Americans came. And even for some of the Japanese soldiers, the Americans came and they were expecting to be tortured, but actually they were taken good care of.
那些有一些人来不及跑到这个西边的这个海岸去自杀的哦。他们反而呢非常惊讶因为当美军到达以后这些美军不但没有要杀他们或凌辱他们反而是非常很好很 nice 的去照顾他们
And the Americans were giving them hot food and giving them health care the men were being given cigarettes by the soldiers and it was like what's happening here? They were really shocked
然后那些人呢不只是被给食物给医疗甚至还有一些美军呢会跟他们日本当地的人给他们香烟抽就那些人都很惊讶说怎么回事啊为什么这些美军这么好
Well they shouldn't have been surprised What they should have realized was their government was lying to them
但其实他们根本不应该这个觉得惊讶因为实际上是他们的政府在欺骗他们人民
That happens all the way through history
而这样子的欺骗在整个历史上我们一直看到
Now the last example we have of people being on the right side of history is Jeremiah.
哦，那我们再来看一个人站在对的历史这一边的另外一个故事，就是耶利米的故事。
Okay, I brought him up because one of the students had actually asked me this morning what happened to Jeremiah, and I thought he's a good example we can use.
因为今天早上有一位学生来问 Tim 说，哎，耶利米发生什么事？
Okay.
然后所以 Tim 觉得这是一个不错的案例他也拿来讲
Just as a quick sort of a brief history of Jeremiah He was alive during the time of the captivity When the Babylonians came into Jerusalem Just before the Jews were taken off to Babylon The Jews had been very evil actually And then God used the Babylonians or the Chaldeans To punish the Jews
在耶利米的那个时代啊其实犹太人呢是蛮邪恶的就做错很多事情所以呢神呢用巴比龙的人呢来惩罚犹太人所以他们打仗就犹太人就打输了然后就变成俘虏被带去巴比龙
The Jewish people had turned their back on God They were no longer obeying God's commands.
在那个时候呢，犹太人呢，基本上他们背对向神，所以他们基本上是已经不再看神了。
They were worshiping idols.
他们反而跑去跟那些偶像崇拜。
Some of them were getting out, they were getting drunk and getting involved in the sexual practices of false worship, cults. C-U-L-T-S.As part of the idol worship, they get involved in prostitution and things like that.
那在那个时候呢，他们不只是崇拜偶像，而且那个偶像的那个教导、那个崇拜方式是有一些那种非常性淫乱的那种状态的。
God was punishing them because of it.
那神呢，非常生气的要责罚他们。
But instead of turning to God, the more they were punished, the more these people would try to sacrifice to their idols.Thinking that their idols, their fake gods, would help them.
但是呢，当神越是处罚他们呢，这些有一些这种走错路的人，就越是跑去找这些假偶像、假神，去希望假神可以来救帮助他们。
The ultimate sacrifice that these people thought they could do was to offer their own children.To the god of fire. So they would burn their own children to Molech. That was the name of the god of fire. Burning their own children to try to please these false gods.
最恐怖的事情是他们还为了要那个让这些假神喜悦，他们会把他们的孩子献给火神，活活的被火烧死。
God had to put a stop to that. They had to be punished.
所以神呢，必须要停止这样子的这些坏事的发生，所以他必须要处罚他们。
And he was using Jeremiah as one of his people, you know, one of his messengers, to tell him, if you don't stop this, you're going to be punished.
所以呢，耶利米就是被神所指派的先知，他就是在告诉他们犹太人说，哎，你们不可以再这样，你必须要停止这些非常邪恶的作为。否则你们就会受到处罚。
Now we're going to have to stop here. Are you going to want to carry on for another?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, so we'll have another 5-minute break and then we'll start up again at 25 past 8 and then we can finish off.
This is 8:25.
Yep.
好，8点25分回来，请大家休息5分钟。
Okay, see you soon.